Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Showtime, folks!
Oh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime! I still a big old think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister.
Welcome into Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fan Run Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulkerson, Alex Comas in the studio with you guys today, 6:11 p.m. Hanging out, feeling good. Feel bad we missed yesterday. Folky had I don't even know what he had. Folky couldn't be here.
He had a prior engagement.
You got engaged?
No.
No. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
To who?
All right.
Who'd you get engaged to, Folky? Are you taking her last name?
That's his personal luck.
Is this no longer going to be John Fulkerson?
Don't break the fourth wall of John Fulkerson.
That's personal. Are we invited to the wedding?
Absolutely. We're in it. What are you talking about?
Okay.
We're
all. Let me rephrase that. Do we have to come?
No.
Let's go. All right.
Out of the three of us, who would you choose as your best man?
Oh, that's a
100% Alex.
What?
That's right.
That's just because he asked the question.
Why did you pretend to be offended?
What? Out of all three?
Who would be your best man?
It's got to be Folky. Folky show up in
Alex.
Why Folky, though?
He shows up in that flannel and that Carhartt hat. You know, I get stressed about the stress, and he says, hey, man, just take it easy. I'm instantly relaxed.
Folky seems like...
So he's calming. That's why you choose him.
He keeps a level head. I'll give him that.
You're not going to, like, shave your head as, like, Marshall did or any of those, like, Marshall from How I Met Your Mother. Yes. Did you get to that scene yet, Folky?
I already finished it.
Oh, good work. Did you?
Congrats. Thank you. I was worried we spoiled it for him one day.
And got consumed.
Yeah.
Concerned. Folky would concern me, though, if he was my best
man.
Yeah, because, like, listen.
I feel like he would have it under control.
Listen, Folky, love the
dude. He'd have everything planned out.
I love the dude, but he gets inside my head.
Also, he can help with the planning of the wedding. He gets everything on sale.
That's a good point by you.
Get a good deal on a wedding.
Mm-hmm. But how much is your wife going to... How much is your fiancé going to want a cheap wedding?
How much do you want?
Like, you're going to your fiance and just be like, hey, I got a friend who can get it for cheap.
Okay.
Not cheap. Good deal.
Yeah, cheap has a negative connotation to
what
it.
What was the Spanish phrase, Folky?
Que ganga.
The stuff.
Que ganga.
Sure.
The stuff that he gets
what a bargain.
Is good quality while being on the cheap side. So I think.
No, Folky would concern me because he gets inside my head. He's a quiet guy. Out of everyone in this room, like, you don't think he would be the one who would, like, steal your girl. He's Mr. Steal Your Girl, I think.
That's true.
I think Folky is Mr. Steal Your Girl. Out of everyone in this room.
He definitely has the
Southern
charm.
You two have the energy of, like, you want and you would, but you couldn't. Folky just has that ego about him where he could just do it like that and not even worry about
Folky
it.
Yeah, Folky strikes me as a man who doesn't care, and the women love that.
And he just wants to... We're talking about different times we mess with each other.
This is going to go way over a lot of the listeners' heads, and I'm sorry. Not your generation.
It's really ironic
you're
saying things over someone's head.
Like on Phineas and Ferb, stuff like that. How Ferb was like that cool dude and like somehow got like the chicks. right?
It was because he was British.
It is. Well, he didn't talk. But anyways, no, that's folky.
Yes, he did.
He plays it cool.
I'm British?
He talked rarely.
He had a British accent.
Yeah. No, he did.
That doesn't change the fact that he was British.
That's why he green hair.
That's why he got the beds, mate.
But the accent isn't what got him the ladies because he didn't talk.
Good point by you.
That's good. Good point by you. Pretty bulletproof point, if you ask me.
Solid.
I think I would choose you, Tucker.
That's as the best man.
I had everyone at the station. Like. Let's get away from the show. Let's get away from getting clicky. You can't choose anybody from the show or a show that you're on, Alex, because then you would just go. I don't think you would go Davey. That would be a terrible decision. But maybe someone off.
No,
I'd
probably go Kress. Probably.
I'd lean Kress just because I think he would give me the best gift.
Give me Cam Black.
Yeah, it's got to be Cam.
Cam Black is definitely
Cam's.
I would tell you, Draven 100% would not be mine.
Isn't he, like, actually your friend?
Yes.
So he's the
one
who
has, like, the highest likelihood of anybody at the station being someone's best man.
Like, he's the most realistic chance of being yours out of everybody.
Like, we're all friends here.
Like, you know him.
But you,
I've known him the longest by far. Yeah. Yes.
You know who I think would be an underrated best man?
Who?
Like, that's actually not a bad pull.
John Reed would be a good one.
I was going to say Rick Butler. I think Rick Butler or Brandon, anybody from the Blitz, really, but Brandon or Rick.
I can see that
Rick.
With Rick, yeah.
I think, actually,
Brandon,
no.
I mean, he's a Granger boy.
Brandrick. Like, both of them would have to come. They're a package deal. They live together. They go everywhere together.
That
they do a show
cool.
together. A Brandrick.
That would be pretty cool.
Best men.
A dual best men.
I think we might have just invented something. Best men.
That makes sure that things go smooth.
You have the duality of man. You have a big Goliath from Granger and Brandon,
and then
a small city boy from a city in Texas.
You gotta have Brandon throw on a sweater that says divorce, so that your marriage will.
What?
So it'll throw.
Why?
Because if he wears a jersey of a team that you want to lose,
oh,
it happens.
Okay.
So I can. That's how you beat divorce.
I'm following.
Get him
now.
To wear the sweater. I'm sorry. This is a
like,
great
that
idea.
That would be like
sure.
Brandon wearing a zombie sweater at a funeral.
I mean, if it works.
Like a 3 days grace sweater at a Easter service.
Yeah. I mean, I so far it's worked. You know, and until it is proven to not work,
that's a good point.
Why not just take the precaution?
Maybe he can wear it like as like an undershirt.
No, so, you've got to wear it loud and proud.
Out of everyone, let's reset the situation with weddings.
Okay.
Out of everyone at the station, who would you most want to be your new in-laws? Like, whose family would you want to marry into?
At the station?
Just who would you want to be your brother, basically? Like, who do you want?
Oh.
Who would you be okay with having to not only spend the rest of your life with?
It sounds awful lot like we're marrying
them.
Yeah.
Who would you want to marry at the station? who's the most kissable one at the station? It's got to be Bear, right?
I don't even know. Yeah? Like, is that how you feel?
Well, he's just the most experienced man. He's the oldest.
Sure.
You get a lot of wisdom out of that?
Yeah.
I guess so. I don't really have a number one choice on that one.
I could tell you who I would not, whose family I would not want to marry into.
Okay.
That'd be Draven's.
Wow,
again.
God.
Yikes.
Just throwing shots.
Just
at
having
Draven.
To hear about the Cowboys every week,
right.
I think I'd want
right.
to peel
so it's
over. And...
just, it's purely out of Cowboy hate.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a fair place to
be. A little sexist.
That's true. That's not true. No, I'm agreeing with Alex, not you on that one. That was okay. But
Cowboy hate.
No, I get it.
You love all
like,
women.
You
no,
go
I
and
get, no, I
idiot.
Get it.
You
I'm,
go
I'm
and
where?
You go and visit your in laws. You know, have a Thanksgiving with them or whatever, and just like you have that dinner, and then after dinner, you know, you're socializing with them the whole time. So that's just like 6 hours of listening to Draven's bad sports takes, and I don't think I could do it. Like I could barely do it. When I work with
you're
him.
You're just describing 2 days of Talk Sports, 6 hours of Draven's bad sports
yeah,
takes.
I can only watch so much of Talk
Shredded
Sports.
Shredded right now.
I feel
and
bad
I'm
going
to text
them
too
I'm
to
not
listen.
Even meaning to throw him under the bus. Alex is just dunking on him, and it's
over and
it's,
over.
It's easy to jump in on the action. Draven, you're,
wow.
Draven, more like Draven not so fine. Am I right, guys?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Great.
Thanks, guys. I'm
great.
Sure you
pat yourself
that
on the
before.
Back for that,
that
one.
So good. Wow.
I don't get it.
That's all right.
I'll have to title like one of the topics of this podcast as Draven Rose Session.
It would be pretty. That's pretty much what.
Should we just go in on him? What type of name is Draven?
I've never met Draven, so I can't.
Seriously,
I
it
can't
was a
be
one.
Nice to or be mean to him.
It was quite a unique name when I heard it.
I've never heard
first.
It before. I respect it. It's a one of one, but like at the same time, What is Draven?
I'm just standing here. I'm just going to let y'all do what you do.
It's like a drunk person trying to say, like, Baltimore Ravens.
I don't know him, so I don't feel comfortable throwing shots at someone I've never met.
He took shots at me when they beat me in trivia, and they kicked my ass in trivia, so rightfully so.
You met him and he beat you in competition.
No, I didn't. It was a phone-in.
Okay. Well, I would have said I technically met you the first time I played you in the birthday game all those moons ago. Technically.
It was a lot of moons.
And I did beat you that day. That was pretty cool.
Hey, Tucker, what city is Parks and Rec based in?
Pawnee, Indiana.
That is one of the questions that Will got wrong on the Talk Sports trivia.
That is true.
No, that's tough.
I've never seen Parks and Rec.
That's fair. I've watched a few or three seasons.
I watched the first season and I had to bail. Didn't hit for me.
I understand that. I went back, like, I've watched, like, the first four or five episodes, like, twice. And then I finally went back a third time and then, you know, it kind of clicked. You have to be, really, mature mentally and really smart. Maybe one day you'll get it.
Is Terry Stotts a real person?
Wow.
Is what?
Terry Stotts a real person?
That's a pretty dumb show.
Maybe.
Who is that?
It's a trivia question you just got wrong. It's the coach of the Portland Trailblazers. You got that question wrong a long time ago. If we're just bringing up trivia questions we got wrong.
God, now we're just roasting each other. This has took a turn, fellas. I thought we were supposed to be friends here.
Yeah, so sorry about no show yesterday. I had an important softball game as well.
You made an enormous mistake thinking that we were friends. Just like Mark Cuban is saying, the NBA is making an enormous mistake, quote-unquote, an enormous mistake, with the play-in tournament plan for the playoffs.
He does not
like it. Now, maybe...
I see him as a guy who would, like, agree with
something. Well, he's on the board that unanimously voted it in. But okay, I think the main reason he's upset about it... Maybe he didn't say it, because I read this quote, and he didn't say it out loud, but probably the main reason he's upset about it is when he voted on it, I don't think he thought he was going to be in this position, but now he finds himself in seventh place in the West, which would mean he would have to play in the play-in game. I know, I said it's not what he said.
Yeah, okay.
I said this is not what he said. Mm-hmm. This is what I think is the reason.
It's not. I agree with what Mark Cuban did say is just because of the workload of games. Like, there's a pile of games that are being taxed on these players, and they're coming off a shortened off season, and we're seeing it, like, with the news today of Jamal Murray torn ACL. Like, you're having guys go down in bunches. A lot of guys are getting hurt. I mean, I play fantasy basketball along with several friends of mine, and the story all season has been injuries.
You're
guys
the victim
are getting banged
here.
Up. Yeah.
I understand.
No, I'm not saying I'm the victim of... Of necessarily
no,
the workload,
but you are fully aware of the amount of injuries.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's definitely double than what we usually see, and I think in a normal NBA season.
Yeah, a lot of big names are getting hurt this year. Like a lot of big names are missing time on the court this year.
Like I just saw the past 11 days for the Miami Heat, they've played 8 games.
Ooh.
That's a brutal stretch.
Yeah, That's a lot of strain on those joints.
And that's a team that earlier in the season was dealing with guys being out with COVID and, you know, injuries non-COVID related as well. And so for them to go back on that stretch when they're seemingly all healthy again, you're just asking them to get some more injuries before they hit playoff time in a month's time.
Yeah, that's true.
See, Luka's main concern was you play 72 games to get into the playoffs, then maybe you lose 2 in a row and you're out of the playoffs. I don't see the point of that. These guys who are in the position where they're playing down the season stretch, you're in the habit of just making the playoffs. This is where you're supposed to be, and now all of a sudden you can be forced out of that position. I don't hate the idea of a play-in tournament, but I don't like the way it's executed this year. I think the way you're going to continue the same structure of only 8 teams get in, but then limit it back down to a more, I guess it makes a little bit more competitive series, but it's also a little bit more unfair. I would rather see Mark Cuban propose this in his quote. Let me find the exact quote before I misquote him, but he said, yeah, here it is. Maybe we should go straight up 1 through 20 and let the bottom 4 play in. So maybe give a more expanded playoff, let more time, more games, and more competitiveness if you're expanding the playoff. Maybe not to all 1 through 20, but maybe something like that. Get more games and more competitiveness that way instead of punishing the teams who have been practicing, or not practicing, but playing all season long to be in the position they're in, and now it's kind of taken away from them. I mean, people are creatures of habits. We say it all the time on this show. Whenever anything happens that's a little bit of a change, people do not like it, and that's – that's what's happening here. I think it's ironic that and obviously this happens, but you Mark Cuban voted for this, unanimously voted on by the board, and now that you're seeing the position where it might negatively affect the Mavericks, saying in hindsight, this is literally quote-unquote, in hindsight, this approach was an enormous mistake. Regardless of if he thinks it's an enormous mistake or not, or if we think it's an enormous mistake, I can't help but think maybe if they were in second place or first place, he would not be having these quotes. But I also do think it's not the sole reason. I do agree with Alex. Having these games all fall after shortening the season for a reason and then making it more compact at the end of it makes no sense. You shorten the season because they didn't have enough training time. Now to put more games and add more things to it, I mean, that's just going to create issues.
Yeah, I don't think he's just saying this because of the position that they're in.
For sure not.
But being in the position that they're in gives them the perspective of, oh, God, we're going to have to go through this, and it makes you think of it a little bit more, and maybe that's why he's coming out going, guys, maybe this isn't a great idea. Sure, it got brought up to his attention because they're in that position, but I don't think that's the only reason he has a problem.
No, I
think any team in the same position would be like, the same thing.
But you won't see the Jazz or anybody who's at the top of these divisions
be complaining.
Exactly. So I do think it has to do with situations.
I like the way in which the NBA did it last year with the bubble.
Yeah.
And how they did the playoffs. If you were within four games, the 8 and the 9 seed would face off. I think they should implement that for the future with these playing games, to where if teams are within a certain game limit, like within four games, then there is that play in. Because I think in the Eastern Conference, like, no one really wants to see the 7-8s face off against the 9-10s in the Eastern Conference, because the quality of play.
It wouldn't be a terrible series when you look at the standings right now.
I mean, true, but the Eastern Conference has how many teams under 500 in their playoffs right now? If you were to go 1 through 8?
Right now, technically 0 if you were to go 1 through 8, because the Knicks are the last team on the bubble. They're .509, so they're one game above 500 at 28-7. So technically, if you go 1 through 8, everyone is above 500. As soon as you get to that 9th spot, you see the Pacers at 25-27. But I think it would be a decent series because the Bulls got a couple added pieces and are pretty young at that 10th seed. It would make a competitive series against the 9 seed and the Pacers. And then you would also have the Knicks going up against the Celtics. Obviously, the history is there. Those are some historical franchises. But also, I think that would be a competitive series. I wouldn't hate the idea. But when you look at, you were mentioning the way they did the bubble playoff with teams within four games of each other at the 8 and 9 seed matching up. It's going to happen with if the playoffs started today or the way they're going down. You have the 6th seed, the 7th seed, the 8th seed are all within 0.5 games of each other. The 5 seed is only at 8.5 games compared to 9 for the Hornets, 9 games back from first place. So all of them are very, very jumbled up in the Eastern Conference. And in the Western Conference, when you look at it, it's still just as jam-packed. You have a little bit more of a stretch between the Trailblazers, who are the 6th seed right now at 8.5 games back, and the Mavericks, who are the 7th seed right now at 10.5 games back from first place. So 2 games separate there, and then 1.5 games separates the 7th seed from the 8th seed. So it's a little bit more separated in the Western Conference this year just based off records. But I think the Western Conference would provide better series. I don't know. In a non-COVID year, if this was a normal season, do you still not like the idea, or is it strictly because of the crowdedness and play and these players getting injured because you're condensing the schedule? Or is it just a bad idea in general? Or maybe not a bad idea, because I don't think it's a terrible idea, but maybe poorly executed.
Non-COVID year, I think, yes, I would be in favor of it, because you get more, I guess, playoff games, you can say.
I love the idea of extending every playoff ever invented.
Sure.
Yeah, but
the more teams in the playoff, the better.
I can understand where the players are coming from, too, because you work all season and, hey, even though you're, a team is 3 games behind you per se, you're 3 games better than them during the entire regular season, and now they get the chance to knock you off in one game. Like, that's where I can understand, players being upset about it. And when it comes to expanding playoffs, yes, you think more playoffs is better, right? But there comes a point in time where it's like, all right, here's the cutoff. Like, you just can't do it anymore. Now you're overextending it. And I don't know with the NBA, like, what that point will be, because some years 1 through 8 kind of fits perfectly to where you really do have the best 8 teams out of that conference. You really wouldn't want to see anybody else in, whereas maybe last year, like this year in the Western Conference, teams 1 through 10, you know, even 1 through 11, 12, you can say, are playoff-worthy teams if they were to do an outright, you know, best of 20 yes. of the whole league. So I can understand a variety of different aspects of it, but I think, yeah, I'm in favor of playing tournaments because it's just more playoff games.
I have a question. I always thought about this my whole entire life, and even when playing 2K with the custom seasons, I would change the settings to where the way that the NBA playoffs went, it was three games, seven games. I know they would lose money, and I know it would be way different. I wouldn't hate if they changed the way the game format is, because I think seven is too much for a 1-8 seed matchup. You know what I mean? Like, seven just seems like a lot. Like, you're just setting up for a sweep. It's never going to happen.
No.
But
I
wouldn't hate the idea.
Because if you were to do a 3-game series, like, it's more of a chance that an 8 seed's going to pull off an upset.
Exactly.
Do we really want an 8 seed to advance?
I mean, it's just like with the way that the main criticism to the NBA. Now, as an NBA fan, I like the system set up. I just like thinking of how to get weird with it and maybe bringing in new viewers. A lot of the reason that the NBA is criticized, or the main critique, there I found the word, of the NBA is that it's super team heavy. So if you open the door for maybe a chance at an upset, maybe a chance at something, I don't think people will be as turned off by it as in a college scenario where those players will never have another opportunity. Obviously, players are going to get traded and change teams, but you normally have the same roster and the same team of a super team for around 3 years before contracts, disputes, and things happen.
I get that. But then it opens up more gray area for you know, come finals, if an 8 seed makes it all the way and they end up winning. There's more gray area for those critics of, oh, the best team didn't win. They just got hot playoff time and started winning games.
Oh, for sure. For sure. There's going to be a flip side of any coin you ever have. I mean, I don't like saying the term basketball traditionalist because that's kind of an oxymoron, not an oxymoron, but an oxymoron, because basketball is really not traditional. It's always changing. It's a very fluid sport. Changes sometimes are fun, but also people are creatures of habits. We say it all the time. Not a lot of people like change. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. Jamie here. To the window.
Guys, Zingerowski going to the draft.
Whoa,
that's what we're leading off with.
That's the big news.
Yeah, no, that's not the big news. Tennessee hires Coach Justin Gainey. You said he was out of Marquette, I believe, correct? The former associate head coach or assistant
correct.
Head coach?
Associate head coach.
I knew it was an ASS word that we can't say on air. I just wanted to make sure I had the right ASS word.
Yes.
Get it? See what I did there?
Yeah,
ass.
That was good. Yeah. No, we can funny. Say that one, too. Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Bad words are funny.
So, pretty good coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It puts us in line to land a couple of their original recruits that they had coming in.
That's pretty good.
Prior to
Steve
Wojciechowski getting
Is that a
fired.
Thing you like look for whenever you hire a coach? Is that like, would that be something Rick Barnes did on purpose?
I don't think he... You don't look for the immediate like future
okay.
return.
But it's definitely an added bonus.
Like, this guy's had... I think 11 or 12 years of college basketball assistant
good.
Coaching
yeah.
experience. So I like his resume is certainly a great resume to have.
What is his name again?
Justin Gainey.
Gainey.
Coach Gainey on Twitter. He's got the just straight up Coach Gainey, dude. I mean, he got that handle.
That's
but
pretty good.
An immediate future benefit of getting him, like I said, there's a big man out of Charlotte, North Carolina, Jonas Adu. And I don't know exactly how you want to say that last name. It's A-I-D-O-O.
I should go with Jonas.
Yeah, just Jonas.
Dr. J.
He originally
Dr. Silent J.
had committed to Marquette, and once they fired Woj and hired Shaka Smart, he decommitted from Marquette. And guess what? Tennessee was one of his final choices during his original recruitment. And there were rumors floating around once he decommitted of possibly Tennessee. And guess who his lead recruiter was for Marquette?
Justin Gainey.
Yes.
I like that. I love nuggets
gaining
like that.
A big man, which is a much must need.
Yes. He's 6'11", 215. So that tells me he's tall but athletic.
Yep.
He can move.
You can go ahead and look at his scouting report. His main thing is he needs to add strength.
Sure. I mean, at 6'11", 215,
You got
to
put
on
some
weight,
yeah.
Which this is his 247 profile, so I'm sure he's put on some weight since then. Or is this current?
Yeah, this is. I'm pretty sure it's current.
Okay.
Like, it's a 2020, right?
You never know, though.
I guess that's true.
You never know their weight
scroll down for
on the dot type deal. He could be putting on.
This is current. He's 215. But the way these college programs can put weight on people, I mean, it's pretty. Like, you could get him up to 225, 230 like it's nothing.
Yeah.
and he can still be athletic but have a little more strength to him.
Speaking of college basketball, I don't know if we talked about this yet. I assume we did, but I want to bring it up again and mention it because we were talking about college basketball. We're talking about Tennessee maybe adding a big man some chances there. Did you see where we didn't make the AP Top 25 preseason?
Really?
Way too early. Did not make – all right, maybe not AP. I shouldn't say that because I have no idea. I didn't check the AP.
I would say
– ESPN's way too early top 25. I know AP put one out as well, but we did not make ESPN's top 25.
Basketball.
For basketball, yes. For basketball, okay. Yes.
Yeah, making sure because football, the power index got published today, which we could talk about that later.
I have that pulled up for our next topic. But yes, for basketball, we were the first next in line, according to ESPN, with the likes of Wichita State, Notre Dame, Virginia, and UConn for next in line for getting votes. They have.
I'm not holding too much weight to it because, like, so many teams are incomplete because of how many guys are in the transfer portal.
But it is a little. We were a top team at the preseason.
Okay,
team throughout the season. 5 seed that lost in the first round.
Look at the guys we know are coming next year. We don't have too much. We don't have too many players on the roster for one,
Two,
we have, I'd say, one, you know, superstar talent in Kennedy Chandler.
No, it's fair. That's fair. But when you look at the other teams that they're projecting, I mean, top five, it's Big Ten heavy again. You got Gonzaga, obviously, is the number one team. They have UCLA, who's returning all their starters, is the number two team. Number three, Big Ten. Could you tell me the number three team? Alex, if you have already seen this, don't say it. Could you tell me a Big Ten team you think is going to be number three next year?
Ohio State.
Incorrect. Black and gold.
Iowa.
Purdue.
Okay. All right. I mean,
the Purdue Boilermakers, sure. Number three preseason. Matt Painter is a good coach. They have a good lineup coming in with a couple of guys returning, but they're the number three team. Number four, another Big Ten school. You said them just a second ago.
Iowa.
No.
Ohio State.
Ohio State is the number four team projected as they're returning Dwayne Washington. Or this is projected, says that they're returning E.J. Liddell and Dwayne Washington.
Yeah, because both of them entered the NBA draft.
Have they signed agents? Do you know?
No. They're keeping their eligibility
fair
open.
Enough. Yeah. Fair enough. So that's why it says projected. Kansas, number five. Looks like they could have another shot. Another Big Ten team.
Illinois.
Number six.
They just had a player enter the transfer portal. Kansas.
Yeah, Bryce Thompson, did. I believe.
Yep.
Who was a former crystal ball. He had, I believe, one crystal ball to Tennessee when the recruiting was going down for him. So
yeah, I remember that.
Interesting to keep an eye on Bryce Thompson.
He's a shooter.
Good guard. Solid play. But Kansas is the number five team. Number six, Big Ten team.
Illinois. Iowa.
It's not a team you're expecting.
Northwestern.
Michigan State.
It's not a team you're expecting.
Is it Michigan?
It's not Rutgers.
It's not Rutgers.
You're welcome.
They lost in the first round of the tournament this year. No, I take that back. They lost in the second round.
Illinois?
That would be Maryland. The Maryland Terps are at number six in the preseason poll, returning Fats Russell.
Hate Maryland.
Number seven is Villanova. Number eight is the Crimson Tide. Number nine is the Seminoles. 10, the Virginia Tech Hokies sliding up there. Baylor falls to 11. Arkansas at 12. Duke at 13th. Syracuse at 14th. The Bonnies, St. Bonaventure, out of the Atlantic 10. They're at 15th. Arizona at 16th. After the firing of Sean Miller, Arizona is at 16th preseason.
That's a bit interesting.
Very interesting. The longer I go down this list, the more I'm upset we're not in the 20s.
I will say I found a way too early top 25 from USA Today.
Are we in it?
That was posted on the 6th, so, you know, just under a week ago.
About a week ago?
Actually, yeah, right about
a week ago.
Thank you, sirs.
They have us 23rd.
I'm 23rd. Fine with that. I'm fine with that. ESPN, you suck. Shout out USA Today. I'll start using you as my main sports source.
Yes.
Michigan at number 17. North Carolina at 18. Kentucky at 19. You said Askew was transferring. You said Texas?
Kevin Askew. Yep, to Texas. With Chris Beard.
Still cannot hang on to anybody. As Juzang goes to the Final Four with UCLA, and now Askew might go do something at Texas with Chris Beard. Did you see where Mac McClung entered his name into the transfer portal? Did he also put it?
He put his name into the NBA draft.
That's what I thought. I didn't want to misquote him.
As well as
So if he doesn't get drafted, he's just going to come back.
Not if
to
he doesn't
school.
Get drafted. He decides to pull his name again because he did this last year to where he said he's going to enter the NBA. Or enter his name into the NBA draft, get some feedback, and then if he decides to come back to college, he's going to the transfer
portal. Is he the level of player where you don't say no to him? Did he prove
he's
that?
Saying, can I come here?
Because he was, we were rumored to be in conversations with him.
Heck
he's from
yeah,
close
you bring
to here.
Mac McClung in?
Yeah, with this team, yes. I don't see why you wouldn't.
Fair enough. Yes. I'm just asking questions.
This team would be like, electric next year.
Like, I can understand it last year because for him, it was whether they were going to have a real spot for him because it was between him and Jaden Springer. And Jaden Springer had basically said, I'm coming here. And to where Tennessee was like, yeah, sorry, you know, we got Springer coming in. We really don't have that much room.
Because we said no, or not maybe not because we said no, but because he didn't come here the first time, do you still think there is a shot for Tennessee to be in conversation
so.
With him?
It's close to home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good program.
I'm sure Rick gives him a call like, hey,
Butler,
if we're truly interested, Rick Barnes surely will reach out to Mac McClung and say, hey, buddy, you know, you did great at Texas Tech. We'd love, you know, we have interest in you this year.
Did he prove enough to you guys at Texas Tech? Like, yeah. I was a little bit under, I mean, he played fantastic,
player.
Don't get me wrong, but I was a little, my expectations weren't reached, and I probably had way too high of expectations, but I was expecting a different Mac McClung than they got this past year.
For me, I think he made strides offensively that were great.
For sure.
And I can only imagine what he'd be able to do if he wasn't the primary ball. Like, if he comes here, it gives him an opportunity to develop his catch-and-shoot ability and work off the ball more because you won't have so much pressure because you have Kennedy Chandler, who's a stable ball handler, to have. And to have those two feed off of each other, and defensively, that would be so good for us as well. When you got Mayshak, who's a defensive stud as well on the wing.
His athleticism is going to be insane to watch.
Exactly. That's why I would just love for McClung to come here. And then imagine you have a Justin Powell immediately eligible to come off the bench along with
Victor
Bailey.
Are all transfers going to be immediately eligible this year, or is it still up to waivers?
I don't know. Justin Powell, because it's intra-conference. I don't know the way the SEC usually does things. It's not, you don't get immediate transfers.
That's fair. We'll sprint through the rest of this top 20, hit a break, and come back and play trivia. Top 25, my bad. But 20 is Oregon. Colorado State Rams at 21st. Michigan State Spartans at 22nd. The Belmont Bears at 23rd. Bruins at 23rd. Houston Cougars fall down to 24th after being in the Final Four. And the West Virginia Mountaineers round out the top 25 on ESPN.com. We'll be right back. Trivia next. It's time for some trivia. Today's trivia. How well y'all know Home?
I know Home all right.
Home State trivia. Well. Alex, you got just bagged into being a New Yorker because New Jersey doesn't exist.
It exists.
Barely. Home State trivia. Alex, you have New York. Folky, you got Ohio, obviously. And Tucker?
I have a dumb question really quick for Alex. It's related to states. Staten Island and New York or New Jersey?
It's New York.
Staten Don't answer Island's that. That's one of the trivia questions.
Don't
no,
answer
I'm
that.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
I watched King of Staten Island last night, so I didn't really.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it because I fell asleep. But it,
so, no. You
I
didn't like it.
No, I actually really, really liked it. I just started a movie at midnight.
Like that's always the biggest debate is like starting a movie at 9:30 and then when the movie's about to end, debating whether you can start another movie or not.
I fought so hard to finish that movie.
It's a good film.
I'm going to finish it tonight. It's a fantastic
It's a
movie.
Good flick. Alex, we'll start with you.
But it is
it's part of New York.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. I didn't want to.
Yes,
okay.
It's part of New York.
Okay.
We'll start with you, Alex. If that's okay with everybody.
Yeah, go ahead.
New York trivia. We'll start off with just the most basic question. Everyone has the same question, just different answer. What number state was New York in the Union? What number state was New York in the Union? I'll give you a hint. It was one of the original 13 colonies.
Yeah, it's up there.
But there's a specific order in which, like... Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
which years
I got you,
and
got you.
Introduced into
you.
The Union.
6.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It feels
incorrect.
Right. No,
anybody for a steal? Want to throw
I'm
a guess
go
out
like,
there?
I'm going to go like 4.
No,
incorrect.
It was 7.
That is incorrect. It was 11. Double
really?
Digits. Double digits.
That's
one of the last final
I know
colonies.
Delaware was number 1.
I was thinking of going 10, but I was like, that's way too.
It
you
felt
like
too late.
Close. You were closer.
Really?
Yes.
When did it become a state?
I believe.
I'm gonna look up. I'm just.
Thank you.
Because
I don't have the year in front of me,
sure.
And I
was
gonna guess.
First
I'll just look it up on my own.
Well,
some,
you look that
do
up.
Some read. No, I can't do that.
You can't do that.
Oh,
can't do that.
Ohio
really sucks.
Ow!
Folky, are you ready for your trivia question?
That wasn't planned. That went really good.
That was bars, bro. Good work.
Good.
Give me some skin up top. Good work, fellas.
Why'd all you right. snap?
It's because it sounds like skin. We high-fived.
Yeah, made oh, some okay. skin contact.
You calling it out.
Okay. March 1st, 1803.
Yeah, bud.
Ohio became what number state?
That would be the 27th.
That would be incorrect.
Okay. that was not a face of confidence. Okay.
That was a
you think it was
you in sure the sounded
you think it was,
sounded
confident.
You think it was in the New it. Testament of the Western expansion? You think it was in the second half of the expansion?
Yeah.
There's 50 states.
Yeah.
Oh.
You went a
anybody
little
for
late.
A steal? Anybody for a steal?
I'll
can
say
steal?
Like 14.
No, you cannot steal. 14?
14.
Is incorrect. Mm. Alex, for a steal, quickly.
19.
That is incorrect. It is the 17th state. Tucker, I'll just go ahead and quickly ask you.
Sure, let's roll.
What state number was Tennessee?
16.
16 is correct.
Yeah, that's
look
right.
at him.
Wow.
Big brain.
That's right. I was
before.
In the Clover Bowl as a child.
Right before Ohio.
I was a nerd.
It's 1-0.
Boom.
Staying in Tennessee. Three presidents were born in Tennessee. Name one of them.
Andrew Johnson.
Name two of them.
Andrew Jackson.
Name all three. Ooh. Give you a hint. He has a very similar name to one person in this room. I use his name as a nickname a lot.
William Henry Harrison.
No, I use his name as a nickname a lot. You're not getting the point. I mean, you technically got the point because I asked
you
name one.
I got the point,
yeah.
You said name one, I named two.
That would be James K. Polk. James K. Polk.
James K. Polk, yeah, I knew that one.
Ready for another question?
Yeah.
There are more of this species, or there are more species of this type of thing in Tennessee than any other state.
Salamanders.
Incorrect. Anybody for the steal? I really like the confidence in that. Anybody for the steal?
Are we guessing a plant or an animal?
An animal.
Okay.
I think. Because then I completely misunderstood the question.
I mean, I can't specify.
Oh, it's just a lot of blank?
Tennessee has more species of this than any
species.
Other state.
Species, okay.
That would be trees. Tennessee has more tree species than any
okay.
other state.
All right.
We have the most okay. species
sure.
of trees.
I went salamander. I mean, the Smoky Mountains got a lot of creeks. I figured maybe we got a lot of salamanders. You know?
Fair enough.
Sure.
Alex.
It seemed right.
Never seen a salamander before.
You've never seen a salamander?
No.
There was one at the station one day, like last year.
Cool. I wasn't here.
It was super cool.
You had to be there.
No,
sorry
I'm just saying,
about
they're
it.
Like, they're around. You just
yeah.
go look for them.
Who is the... No, never mind. Okay, here we go. Alex. New York is the third most expensive state to live in. Name one of the other two.
California.
Incorrect.
Ooh. What?
Anybody for the steal?
What?
Name one of the other two states
that
for the steal.
Would be Oregon.
Incorrect.
Alaska.
Incorrect.
Yeah. New Jersey.
No, I...
You gotta, like, prep and, like,
it would
have
be
all this gear.
Hawaii and Connecticut.
See,
Hawaii
went,
and Connecticut have
Connecticut.
The highest price.
I thought it would be one of the two off of the, you know, the contiguous.
Not a bad idea, but incorrect.
What?
The one connected to the continent, you know, altogether.
That would be continental.
The lower
not 48. Contagious. Folky.
Hey, bud.
Seven United States presidents have been born in Ohio.
Sure.
Name two of them.
Two? Ooh. Go Cleveland first.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
Cleveland's not even named after Cleveland.
Oh, well. All right. Well.
He's really...
Seven presidents. Name
really
one of them.
Okay, there's been seven.
He's really up the creek without a paddle on this one.
Tennessee's got three. I knew two of them.
I assumed Grover
there's
Cleveland
seven.
Would have been one.
You think they named the city after him? That's a...
Five.
I mean, that's
William
no, they didn't.
Taft.
No.
William Taft is correct. Give me one more. I like how you got the fat one out of the way from the Midwest state.
It's bad that whenever you ask me to think of a president, Taft pops in my head and goes, ha ha, fat one. And then I think of other presidents.
We are going to go with James Madison.
Let me check my list. That's incorrect.
Well, no.
He's from Virginia.
That would be Ulysses S. Grant, B. Hayes.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Garfield, Benjamin Harrison, William McKinley, Taft, and Warren G. Harding.
You got those like miscellaneous presidents like right there in the middle that they don't cover for very long in elementary school. You know the names. You don't know really anything else about them.
Tucker.
Yeah.
What city is known as the, not known, it is the geographical center of Tennessee?
Murfreesboro?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Good pull. Shelby County, Tennessee. Heard about it? Seen it? Been there?
Yes.
They have the most of this per capita in the United States.
Give me like animal, car,
animal.
Building. It's an animal. Okay. I'm going to go cows.
Final answer?
No. No. In the United States or the rest of the state?
In the United States, they have the most blank per capita. Three. I need an answer. We're about to go to break.
Okay.
Sorry.
Turkeys.
That is incorrect. I will say.
I don't know, man.
As a Shelby County resident. Horses.
It is horses. What were you about to say?
I had no idea.
It's horses. It's horses. I say nay to your answer. It's horses. They have the most horses. I'm gonna keep these questions. I like these. There's a lot of good ones in here. We'll be back after. Hour two, overtime, live from the Fan Run Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulgerson, Alex Colmas here with y'all. Tennessee, top of the 6-5 over the Western Carolina Catamounts. Number 3 in the nation. Don't hate that at all. Hate that at all. Yeah, no, not a bad game right now from the Catamounts. Not a great game from the Vols. Some sixes on the front row right there. Let's continue with some trivia real quick. Did you like that?
Sure, man. Yeah. Sure, man. Okay, yeah, just keep it roll. Just keep on going. So what are we talking about? Preseason rankings?
We were going to. I want to do a couple more Ohio trivia questions just because we didn't get a lot into them, and it's one of the weirdest states ever. Before his television career, Folky, who was the 56th mayor of Cincinnati?
Oh, shoot.
He knows.
What's that fellow's name?
That's Folky's skull you hear tapping. That was his head.
He considered running for Senate, but was concerned that his show's negative reputation would affect his chances.
No, he's a talk show host.
No,
it's like a game show.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
It is not. It is nowhere close to. I can assure you, it is not anywhere close to a game show. No one wins anything. There's actually a lot of losers who go on that show.
I know who this is.
It's actually a lot of people who look like they would be from Ohio who go on that show.
I know who this is.
Is it the host of The Biggest Loser?
Who is it?
It's
one of two guys. They're the same person in my brain. It's either Maury Povich or Jerry Springer.
It's Jerry Springer. Okay. Maury Povich is from New York.
Okay, that's
sure. Is that not a talk show?
That is not a game show. It is nowhere close to a game show.
I said talk show first. And you said no.
Okay, well,
Full House is closer to a reality television show than Jerry Springer is to a game show.
That's just not true.
Okay, but this isn't technically like The View. It's a little different than just a talk show. It's people fist fight on it. Women run away from the camera.
It's closer to hockey than it is anything else.
People dance on stage and get cussed out by the fans.
And they talk?
You are not the father. No, that's Maury. Never mind.
Oh, then what did Jerry Springer do?
Jerry! Okay. Jerry!
All right. I totally get that now.
Ohio gave the very first of this controversial sandwich in 1900.
A controversial sandwich?
You can answer this. This isn't just Folky. Yeah, anybody can answer this.
Hot dog?
Yeah, it's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
They gave the first hot dog in 1900.
Why is that controversial?
It's a controversial sandwich.
Is it a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, whatever.
No, is it?
You look so annoyed by that.
Is it?
It is a sandwich. A hot dog bun is just technically a small hoagie roll.
I guess so.
Is it a sandwich?
What's the official state rock song?
State rock song?
This one, I checked every website. This was the first fact that came up every single time, so I figured you might know it.
It's not a rock. It's a rock song?
It's what it said.
What is the what plays like after the Reds win or something like that? I feel like that would be it.
They just do fireworks in the stadium.
Yeah, but they got to play music.
When Ohio State wins, they sing Carmen, Ohio, but that's not at all a rock song.
It'd be Hang On, Sloopy. Hang On, Sloopy. Oh.
Hang On, Sloopy?
It's a good song.
What the heck is that?
It's a song.
I've heard of Hold On Loosely.
No, you got to listen to it.
A 38 special. Oh, God, I think that's
And fire. finally, Folky.
Sure, bud.
Akron is home of Charles Goodyear.
Okay.
Meaning they are the number one producer of this material in the world.
Tires.
What are they made of?
Rubber.
Boom.
Bang.
Oh.
Good work. Proud of you.
Thanks, man.
What a big brain on Folky today. Absolutely killing it.
Yep.
Sounds hollow.
It's the bill of the hat.
No, I believe that was the
It's the bill.
Okay.
Alabama's first in the FPI, fellas. It doesn't take. Speaking of hollow brains,
what a shock!
Alabama's in the preseason number one. Did you like that segue?
Sure.
Football, obviously, FPI. I just found that out today. I was...
That is awful.
Does it curse? This is actually a banger. Can we make this a bumper?
That's awful.
That is not awful.
Ooh, no, wait, hold on. Play that again. Play that again. I just heard a sample in there. No, I just heard the boom, bump, bump. That's from Grease.
What?
Bump, bump. Bum, bum.
You
that's a sample. Someone sampled that.
I don't. Okay.
You can stop playing it now. Thank you, Alex. Was it the McGroys?
McCoys?
McCoys. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah. Opposite of the Hatfields.
Oh.
It was actually, yes, it was actually, they made music back and forth at each other. Yes.
45.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But so about Alabama being number one in the
FPI?
Yeah,
number one in the FPI.
Yeah, anybody really shocked about that?
Yes.
Who do you think comes next in the SEC?
In the SEC.
This is I only have the SEC pulled up. So I have the SEC, FPI. It has the nation ranking next to them, though.
Probably.
I'll give you a hint. They're in the West.
They're in the West. Then I'm going to go with.
Good answer.
Yeah,
I already know this, so I don't want to spoil it.
Thank you. That's the first time you've ever.
The West is a little wild right now, but maybe.
There's just, you can literally, either one of you could say a school.
Mississippi State.
Not that one.
You said anyone you could, so I picked a bad school. Ole Miss.
It's incorrect.
Arkansas.
Incorrect.
Vandy.
LSU.
That's not in the West.
LSU. Incorrect.
You said any school.
A&M.
A&M. Sixth.
Wow.
I should have
in the FPI.
Yeah, yeah.
Number next.
Number next.
Number next.
Over, like, in the SEC?
In the SEC. Texas A&M was sixth. I'm assuming this is national FPI, then in order of whatchamacallit? SEC schools. There you go.
Georgia?
Jinx. No, shut up. No, yeah, Georgia. Yeah, sorry. Alex distracted me. It is Georgia. They're seventh in the FPI. Eighth in the FPI, fourth in the SEC.
Florida.
Mississippi State.
Hmm.
Why?
Easy schedule.
Fair enough. I didn't know
makes
that.
Makes sense.
Eighth in the FPI?
I haven't really
Eighth in the nation?
Yeah.
Mississippi State?
I think it's a bit high.
How poorly they were last year?
I would put Ohio State over Mississippi State. Or not, I'm sorry, not Ohio State. Ole Miss over Mississippi State.
Ole Miss is way down the list. Next team is Florida at 14th in the nation. Auburn at 16th. LSU at 18th. Ole Miss finds themselves at 22nd. Arkansas at 29th. Missouri at 34th, Kentucky at 39th, Tennessee at 48th in the nation, third to last in the SEC, only in front of South Carolina at 68th, and Vanderbilt at 93rd. Any shocks, any surprises, anything there that blows you away besides Mississippi State being ranked that high? I think that's the main thing that jumps out to me.
Looking at their schedule, I mean, they have, like Alex said, it's pretty easy. Their out-of-conference games are North Carolina State, Memphis, Louisiana Tech, and then their East opponents are Vandy and Kentucky.
Yeah. It sounds like wins for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, it's – so, I mean, they're probably going to be ranked next year just based off the fact that they're going to have a decent amount of wins.
Yeah, it just depends how they fare in the West.
If they're capable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But, I mean, isn't that what we thought last year? KJ Costello, we thought maybe something in that first game. Oh,
I didn't think that first game. I certainly didn't think in Mike Leach's first year they were going to go. They were going to have an incredible season.
I didn't think incredible. Yeah, no, I can agree with that. I didn't think they were going to be as bad as they were, as many issues as they were with the dismissal of half the team. Like, people are forgetting, like, a lot of those issues internally can translate to then having a bad career, or not a bad career, but a bad tenure at that school. It's going to be interesting to see. Tennessee ranks bottom third, or in the bottom three. Not really what you want to see, but also, I mean, you understand it. You understand
sure.
It. The main thing, it's very, very funny, is just reading the replies and watching people fight. Florida fans are upset that mainly Mississippi State is ranked ahead of them, but that they're not in the top four, that they're fifth. They should be. The people are saying they should be ranked ahead of Georgia. I don't think that's true.
No, that's
Auburn fans
silly.
Are out here saying they should be number one, if we're being honest. I don't think that's true. But, yeah, that's it. If you're on the G3 Help Me Hotline, stay tight. We'll get to you as soon as we get back from this break. your loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit them at g3helpme.com or call them at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. The G3 team gets you the money you deserve. That's G, the number 3helpme.com, 865-558-8030. And right now we go over to the G3 Help Me hotline where Matthew has been waiting patiently. Matthew, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? It's Tuesday. It's another day, another Would You Rather.
Let's go.
I'm excited.
All right, so not my best Would You Rather, but I meant to call this one in when we were doing Masters weekend. So this is kind of replicating that big weekend. So would you rather drive it like Bryson, just crush it Happy Gilmore style, or chip, like I'm talking like you're Seth Curry from three. You're chipping and it's right there within 3 feet of the putt every single time. Like you're Phil Mickelson with your wedge. I mean, you're incredible. Would you rather drive it like Bryson or chip like a god? I'll hang up and listen, guys.
Appreciate the phone call, Matthew. Masters talk, some golf talk.
I like it.
A little Would You Rather. I like.
I'm a big fan of it.
I love.
Yeah, Will. Let's let our golfing expert get this one first.
It was gonna, okay. Yeah, go ahead. I was going to set it up and maybe you know, talk about the question and right. Give Matthew compliments, but I'll shut up
and
let you talk.
It's a fantastic question.
As soon as he steered in that golf direction, Tucker's eyes lit up. He started going to the mic ready to talk.
No, I mean, I would like to say thanks, Matthew, for making my job significantly easier.
It's a good question.
Every day we get a Would You Rather. That's a whole segment we don't have to prepare for. Yeah. So shout out Matt.
It's pretty nice.
For the
we
questions.
Just schedule that in.
Yeah.
And just leave. If he doesn't call, we just fill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when he doesn't call, it sucks.
We scramble. We have to figure out what we got to do. But,
golf
but,
guy,
okay.
Go.
So, been getting back into the golf scene a little bit lately, and I'll tell you, my drive isn't great. I don't have a new, you know, good driver. I'm using a pretty beat up one. But as of right now, I hit the ball a decent distance, you know, modest, probably about like a little over 200 off the tee, you know, whereas Bryson's bombing at 360. But my 200, you know, it still allows me to, you know, get it right there next to the green. You know, I'm still able to get on the green, you know, a decent amount. If I could chip like a god, my game would immediately improve a ton. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, if you, you know, as an average golfer, if you can drive it 360 yards, sure, you're there. But you're still going to find a way to screw up those, you know,
the approach. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Putting's really hard. I'm not good at putting. If I could just have only 3 foot putts, my score almost cuts in half.
Like, sure.
Immediate drop.
Listen, let's not pretend that the main reason the fellas play golf is to, A, to have fun, but also...
I'd be out there trying to win millions of dollars.
It's nice and impressive when you can go to Top Golf,
right,
and impress the ladies with a powerful swing or get on Old Row with some piss missiles. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Sure.
Like that's impressive.
Okay.
That's cool. I think I would take the drive strictly for that reason. The viral videos I would be able to bang out, the way I could just have the immense confidence and just walk into any Top Golf place and just show off anything I want and
right.
blast them out of the net. But then you also have the added bonus of being able to impress all these 50-year-old men at the driving range when you're just absolutely smashing them out of the world. Like, yeah, precision's nice, but the two main things I think of when I think of golf is not golf. I think of putt-putt, and then I think of Top Golf, driving ranges, stuff like that. Then I think of the actual sport. So I think driving would be fun. Having that power,
it would
be pretty
cool.
Sick. But also, then there is the other flip side of the coin where a lot of people have power, not a lot
of
people have
dollars.
That chip game.
Yeah. I mean, I look at it from the perspective of, you know, I really, really badly want to be good with my wedges right now. Like, that's actually a part of my game right now I'm trying to improve in. That would rock. Like, it would immediately just shave off an incredible amount of my score. You don't have to bomb it.
I'm really torn on this question because when it comes to my game, personally, I can't drive at all. I can't hit a driver to save my life.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but... It's pretty bad.
You don't have to hit the driver. You just got to be able to hit a club straight
But you know how great it would feel to finally be able to hit one, and
I know.
Not only hit one, bomb one.
I'm telling you, man. There's just something about having power that makes you feel powerful.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously chipping, like it's certainly an advantage because, like you said, you know, putting from long distances is no fun. Like reading a green is nearly impossible.
That is where I get my...
I can't even read English.
When I'm on the green, like, if you had, like, a chart of my golf, like, outing, like, 18 holes, and it would just spike every time I got angry, you would know where I was at on the green. Like, I am perfectly fine from tee box right up until the green.
Oh, no. Home run Western Carolina Catamounts look like they could take the lead.
The game.
Was it a solo or was it a one-shot?
Two-run home run.
Ties it up at 7 apiece in the bottom of the 6th with only one out on the board. Catamount's giving all we can handle right now.
That's all right. We still got it. I'm not worried about it. These boys will take care of business.
Yeah, but if we're charting your golf game, your problem lies within your short game.
Let's not bring height into this.
Haha. Anyways, but yeah, like when I'm on the green, you know, there's nothing worse in my life right now than... You know,
except your height,
right? Absolutely smashing one down the fairway, getting on in two, and then three putting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that. There's no. I
didn't understand a single word that man just said. Getting onto the green and three putting. Is that putting three times?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have almost thrown my putter probably about 25 times.
Let me
this season.
Let me raise the chip. Good pun right there by Will Stevens,
okay.
Vegas term, right. As in poker. Let me raise the chip. Would you rather do you never – and I don't want to say never miss a putt because that's like unconscious. You never miss a putt within 20 feet and you are 75% with everything outside of 20 feet.
Shoot.
Your chip game would be – or you could have the chip
whatever
game
I
or you
right
could have
now.
The drive game. So
okay.
Add putting into the consideration because main thing about the chip game is the putting. So if you could putt – then maybe you wouldn't want the chip game, but then also drive and chip game is bad, but you're only good at putting. What is the most important to your golf game? Is it driving, is it chipping, or is it putting? What would improve you the most? If you could be a freak of nature at anything.
With the chipping, I mean, if you're able to, you know, anything within like 60 yards, if you're able to throw it to within 5 feet even, I expanded it from what Matthew had said. He said 3 feet. 3 feet's a gimme. 5 is still pretty close. I would almost take the like that short game, not the putting, like the chipping,
mm-hmm.
because I can already hit those putts at probably like an 85% clip. They're pretty close. I mean, I don't know. It's definitely the chipping number one and putting two. Like driving right now isn't at the top of my list. I'm a technical golfer. I'm not a brute strength golfer.
For me, I'd put it as being able to, like, I'm going to stretch it out, not just chipping, like, being able to get my ball to the green, like, with my iron play, I'd say is one.
Iron sharpens iron.
And then two, driving, three, putting. Like, that would be my order of priority. So when it comes to Matthew's question, like, he's just saying just chipping. Honestly, I'm not that bad of a chipper as I am a driver, so I'll take the drives.
What are you, like a GTA default character, can't drive?
In your scenario here, take the driver, break it in half, throw it out of the bag, find a club that you can hit like 200 yards straight or even less than that, and then doesn't matter. Like you could play par golf that way with the chipping. You get close enough to chip, boom, one putt, you're in.
Let me ask you a question. Golf.
I mean,
we're talking a lot about golf.
I'm thinking in this realm, it's a magical golf
Fair.
Club.
Yeah.
Like, you're flawless with it.
We're speaking golf.
Yes.
Golf is a pretty leisure sport / activity. What are some other...
Aggravating, though.
Yeah, but what are some other like sports like that? Can you think of anything else? I was trying to rack my brain before I spoke, but I can't really think of anything.
It's an adjacent sport of like disc golf.
Yeah, sure, I guess. But, like,
but I mean, it's
I was
still,
trying not to compare them to baseball or football or basketball because those are in a little different realm, but let's go ahead and do it. If you could be a pro athlete in any sport, is it golf?
Yeah, it's probably golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it golf? Falky, is it golf?
No.
Is it baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because you want to live your childhood dream?
I just like baseball.
Fair enough.
I just, I feel like golf.
Would you cheat?
No.
Would you gamble on yourself?
Yes.
No, that was included in the question. Would you cheat?
No, it wasn't.
Nah. It's in the gray area. We'll go with that.
It's
but
not
like
cheating.
The way I look at like a pro golfer,
it's not cheating,
is like I go out and I pay money to go play golf.
If you could get paid to go play golf,
it is something
yeah.
that I enjoy. I will take my day off mm-hmm. to go play golf. They're making millions of dollars doing something that I call a fun day out. Mm-hmm. With football, that's hard work.
That's a physical toll you're taking.
Your body takes a toll. You're constantly practicing and working. You're working out, all that stuff. Look at John Daly.
That's
Do you guys
point.
Know who John Daly
yeah.
is?
No, I mean, yeah. people say if John Daly had
Tiger
Woods'
dad. Used to live down
the street
from me in Memphis.
Wow.
What
a flex.
Did you ever get any golf balls in the window?
No, like it was literally, it was a long street. Like,
well, he's a good golfer.
Oh, so, okay.
Like,
down
like,
the street was 8 miles.
No, it wasn't 8 miles. It was like 3 miles.
Oh, yeah,
miles.
No, yeah, I know, okay. I know John okay. Daly. He lives in Missouri, right down the street from
yeah.
me. But
same country.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, I've heard people say, I'm not a big golf guy, but I've heard some golf people say that if Tiger Woods' dad was John Daly's dad, John Daly would be the greatest golfer of all time. No ifs, ands, or buts, just because all of his stuff is natural. He has
yeah,
not
he
worked at
yeah.
all. He has
yeah.
never, I don't want to say never tried because I don't want to discredit him. He's a fantastic golfer, but
he's
let's not pretend he's putting
it.
In all the effort that Tiger Woods
yeah.
did at 3 years old type deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, like, that weighs into it a bit. Like, if I was a golfer, I feel like I wouldn't have to work as hard mm-hmm. or as much.
A lot of golf is natural. And granted, you do something 10,000, you know, for 10,000 hours, you become a master at
oh,
it.
For
and
sure.
eventually it just becomes like
– And then they name a tournament after
muscle
it.
Memory.
Yeah. So you're doing less work than you would if you were to play baseball, because baseball would probably be second for me. And also your chances of winning or reaching ultimate success in the sport – It takes one good weekend in golf, whereas
yeah.
in baseball, it's an absolute grind, yeah. and it's just so many ups and downs.
I'll say this. Golf would have to be my number one just because it is leisure. Close second, I'm going to throw tennis in there just because like it's all the same stuff, kind of high praise to these tournaments, very, very high and mighty type sport. And so I think you can make good bank. And if you know the right people in tennis, you're in tennis for life type deal. And if you're good, they're not going to let you go. Everyone needs a face for a bad sport. But my number one thing, I think I'd want to play European basketball. Travel the world while being – like I wouldn't want to play in the NBA. I don't think I would. I would want to go play some European basketball. I would want to travel the world and play against some Joe Schmoes where I am just the absolute best player in that league right there and just go live it up in Russia for a couple of years and then go live it up in Lithuania. Then go play some Spanish ball and then go play some Chinese ball. Like that just sounds like fun, to travel the world while also being dominant at a sport. That would be my best choice. But if we're just going strictly what sport would you want to be a pro at and we can't get outside the book or creative with it, you got to go golf. I think golf is the easy answer.
Yeah, and where we're talking about, like, you know, like one good weekend of golf, you know, and you can win like a major tournament, something like that. Well, that kind of plays into this past weekend, Hideki Matsuyama winning the Masters, being the first Japanese player to win the Masters. The guy's a legend. Like, immediately. Like, Japan completely embraces like their athletes who win at like the highest stage or whatever.
But at the same time, for golf, if you're.
He's about to make like. I think the estimation is like $60 million a year.
Some people are saying it's worth of $1 billion,
yes.
and that might be lowballing it.
Yeah,
like
because of the endorsement deals and everything that comes with being a Masters champion.
The drinks he's going to have bought for him when he goes back home.
That's a lot of
saved money. Exactly, but I think
I don't think the Japanese people are as big drinkers as Americans are.
According to Rick Riley of Sports Illustrated, he said he's about to not have to buy a shot of sake in Tokyo ever again.
Very, very true. Sake
yeah.
is
which
is
was a
drink,
very,
yeah.
very close to problematic tweet. It was very, very. Like, it was one step away from being like bad. Rick Riley is a king of tiptoeing the line.
I would have loved for a typo in that one. Oh, that would have been Twitter history.
But
wow.
Sorry,
yeah,
I was thinking of jokes. Anyways, back to golf. Golf, yeah, you could have that. But I know we said we're pros, but if you put all that effort in, and like we were talking about how many dollars that Xander dude lost this weekend. Like you can go from winning $1 million to losing $1 million quickly in golf. And at least in baseball or some other sports, you have more of a salary. You know what I mean? Like because you have to play 162 games to be a champion doesn't mean you have to play 162 games to get money. You know what I mean? But golf is definitely where the purse is at. because they literally call it a purse.
Yes.
We'll be right back. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for birthday game. Not a lot of great birthdays, but not a lot of bad ones. No, I take that back. A lot of bad birthdays.
Still, happy birthday to the lovely people.
We're doing Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays all today. Starting with Sunday, let me find where I was supposed to start with. There, I mean, Sunday is one of the worst days I've ever seen in my life. I'm starting with football player. April 11th, 1999, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 22 years old today. Running back, who was a first-round draft pick in the 2020 draft, played football
Clyde
at Louisiana. It is Clyde
Edwards-Helaire. Wow.
Yep.
I skipped. Said 2020 draft. I'm like, LSU running back, LSU. And then knew it was him, tried to think of the last name, and I blanked.
It's two of them.
Who drafted him again?
Some awful team.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He's not even doing all that much.
Didn't they lose to Tom Brady in the Bucs at some point? Like, get blown out, too?
Didn't someone on this show say that was probably going to happen?
That would never happen, I believe is what they said.
Yeah. Folky's a real idiot. You shouldn't have said that, buddy.
That's the only serviceable birthday from Sunday.
Wow. Shout out Clyde for just owning his day.
There's a couple NBA players that only Alex would know, so there's no Ramon Sessions. Hit. Anybody ever heard of Ramon Sessions?
No.
Yes.
I know you did, but
he had a 50 or 60 point game.
I think you're thinking of Gerald Henderson.
No.
Ramon
Sessions had a 50-point
game. That's just not true.
100%.
That's just not true. Will you Google Ramon Sessions 50-point
game? It's one of those obscure NBA stats.
No, I mean, I know. I remember, didn't Brandon Knight drop 50 one time? Or someone really unimpressive dropped 50 one night out of nowhere. Maybe it was Mo Williams.
Ramon Sessions' 50-point game did not immediately pop up. So I don't... He averaged like 4 points a game.
Ramon Sessions did not drop 50.
He had one game where he went off.
April 12th, yesterday, 1932, New York City, New York. This one's a little weird, very weird actually. It's a very weird dude. But a folk singer. It will be a challenge to guess, but I know you've heard one of these songs before that gives you the heebie-jeebies. Passed away November 30th in 1996 at the age of 64.
Tiny Tim.
It is Tiny Tim. Good pull. Tiptoe Through the Tulips was my next hint.
Boom. That's right.
Birthdays are so bad.
Really all I have to say about that.
We're going to... Wi-Fi just went out again.
Oh, God.
I can give... never mind. Here it goes. April 12th, 1946. Youngstown, Ohio. 75 years old. TV actor. Played Doofus Al Bundy.
He had 44 points. That was his career high. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, Ramon Sessions did not draw 50. Played Al Bundy on TV's Married with Children and also stars as Jay Pritchett on Modern Family, the father. Anybody know his name?
Oh, it's Ed something. What's that fella's last name?
Yeah, I have no idea on this one.
If you can give me any last name, I'll take it, because you're right with the first name.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It's very similar to a song we sang earlier.
Ed McCoy.
O'Reilly.
It's not O'Reilly.
Oh. You guys sang the O'Reilly song.
No, you're on the right track. It is an O name. Foggy, I just need you to...
O'Neal.
Ed O'Neal is correct.
Ed Sloopy.
And that's what I first thought of.
Ed Sloopy. Everybody knows Ed Sloopy.
And I was like, that can't be right.
April 12th, 1947, Indianapolis, Indiana. He is 74 years old today. Television host. He became the late-night TV sensation during the 1982 debut of NBC's Late Night.
Johnny Carson.
With this person. Later hosted Late Night
Jay
Show
Leno.
With this person. In 2014, he announced that he would retire from the Late Night Show with this person in 2015.
David Letterman.
Also known as Crystal Meth Santa Claus.
Wow.
Okay.
That was from Between Two Ferns. I didn't write that joke.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not write that joke.
Okay.
Wish I did.
Did you write that joke?
I wrote that joke.
Oh, nice.
Thanks, man.
It was funny, man.
I appreciate it. April 12th, 1947, Baltimore. October 2nd, 2013, passed away at the age of 66. Best-selling American author, known for his novels about war, intrigue, and espionage. Best known works are The Hunt for Red October, Clear and Present Danger, and The Sum of All Fears, recently been turned into video games. You know this dude's name, you just don't know the dude.
Tom Clancy.
It's Tom Clancy.
Ah. Hmm.
Did not know he was a real person.
You said the yes. video games, and I remember I bought The Division like 5 years ago. Yep. It was a terrible game.
It wasn't great. Was terrible not game. Great.
Football player, Cleveland, Ohio.
The Browns.
April 2nd, 1985. Foley, you should know this dude. He was a standout player at Ohio State. First team All-American 2005 and 2006, and first team All-Big Ten in 2006. He was an NFL wide receiver and kick return specialist.
Terrell Pryor.
Ted Ginn.
Ted Ginn is correct.
I didn't know he went to Ohio State.
He was a standout there.
He stood out?
He was an All-American.
Oh, wow.
There was actually a video game called Ted Ginn Kick Return.
Oh, really?
It was the punt return, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I've played it.
That is actually kind of cool.
It is actually pretty cool.
There is just no other good birthdays from this day.
Really?
I'm checking through them real quick. I'm stalling.
Just a rough day?
It's just a rough weekend, man.
All right. Well, just if anyone was wondering, Vols have extended the lead 11-7.
That is true.
Yep. They had a big bases loaded, two outs, big was it a single? No, it was a double to score two, and then they just had they just had a double now to make it 11-7, but they had a single before to make it 9-7.
Very nice.
Born today, 1743, Shadwell, Virginia. Passed away on Independence Day, July 4th, 1826, at the age of 83.
Oh God.
Founding father.
George Washington.
Known for writing the Declaration of Independence.
John Hancock. Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson. Yes, John Hancock, known for writing the Declaration of Independence.
You said writing, and I was like waiting for you to say write his name like really big. So
I was waiting for just my answer to be right.
April 13th, 1982, Los Angeles, California, 39 years old today, R&B singer / rapper, American singer-songwriter born, I can't say that because I'll probably give it away, he signed to Atlantic Records
Nelly.
In 2012, and released two mixtapes, Beach House and Beach House 2, which featured collaborations with a number of established artists.
T.Y. Dolla $ign.
It's Ty Dolla $ign, but that is correct.
That's
T.Y.
Dolla $ign.
That's all right. His name is actually
Ty.
Hey, got the point.
Todd
is what it is.
Todd Dillerson.
It is not. It is.
It's a dub in my book.
Tyrone Griffin Jr.
No, that was also a joke from a TV show that I stole.
Did you write that joke?
Maybe make it funnier when you steal jokes. Oh. Notice how mine was like, haha, funny, and everyone laughed about it.
I don't remember that.
Folky laughed.
I didn't laugh.
You said it was a good joke.
It was, I don't remember.
He lied.
I don't know what we're talking about,
He's
to be totally honest.
Do the next birthday.
I'm trying to find some.
Oh, God. There's
a singer who I don't think y'all would know the name of, so I'll hold that one for maybe last. Baseball. Ooh, I know this name. April 13th, 1983, Fort Worth, Texas. Baseball player, 38 years old. MLB outfielder, who was a member of the 2012 and 2014 World Series champion San Francisco Giants. Began his MLB career with the Astros in 2007, then spent a year with the Phillies before a trade sent him to San Francisco. Batted .395 in college and was named the 2004 Southland Conference Player of the Year. He had a famous broken bat, bases loaded hit against the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 7 of the 2012 NLCS that helped propel him to the Giants winning the World Series. In 2015, he got engaged to YouTuber Let's Get Lexi.
I don't want to be stupid. I only know one Giants player. I'm going to throw the name out just in case. I'm almost 90% sure he doesn't play in the outfield, but Buster Posey,
no.
Just to be safe.
Oh, Hunter Pence.
Hunter Pence.
I'm glad I could help you.
I know this name,
I'll
too.
I'll take half of that point. Because
April 13th.
Buster Posey made him.
April 13th, 1986,
Valdosta,
Georgia.
Georgia.
35 years old. Shut up, Folky. Outfielder known for his defensive prowess, who was named the MVP of the 2014 ALCS after helping the Royals capture the AL pennant.
Lorenzo Cain.
Correct.
All right.
You always yell at me about not doing baseball players, and then he just ends up getting them anyways.
When have I ever...
Who yells at you?
When have I ever?
April 13th, 1993, Kenosha, Wisconsin. I mean, you're yelling at me right now. I'm trying to do birthdays. Please calm down. April 13th, 1993.
I guess my mic is too loud.
I am trying to do birthdays, fellas.
Well,
April 13th, 1993, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 28 years old. Running back who began his career at the University of Wisconsin in 2011.
Monty Ball.
2013.
James White.
He was the consensus.
Melvin Gordon.
You named all of the Wisconsin running backs.
Yeah. We named them in order, too.
April 13th, 1991, Houston, Texas. 30 years old. Star wide receiver who was selected in the second round of the 2012 draft by the Cleveland Browns. Led the NFL with 1,600 receiving yards
Flash
in 2013.
Gordon.
What's his real name?
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon is correct.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm giving myself that point.
You can't call him by his nickname.
Flash Gordon?
No, I'm giving myself that point.
Flash Gordon was a real person, though.
I have the point.
A character.
You can't just, like, give yourself the point. Like, that's not how the game works. April 13th, 1976, Clifton, Texas, 45 years old, football coach and former tight end. He played for four NFL teams from 1999 to 2009 before being named as the Detroit Lions head coach.
Jason Witt. Detroit Lions.
Campbell.
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell is correct. You are the king of giving answers away. You just cannot, like, you just cannot get an answer right. You're not allowed to. Your body refuses to.
That's the kneecap guy.
Basketball. April 13th, 1979, Los Angeles, California. 42 years old. Two-time NBA All-Star point guard who had his most success with, actually, no one's allowed to answer other than Tucker for this one. I want to see if he's a real Golden State Warriors fan. Who had his most success with the Golden State Warriors and the Charlotte/New Orleans Hornets. He went to prom with Jessica Alba. I did not know this. His senior year at Crossroads High School. In 2017, he led the 8-seed Warriors to an improbable 6-game victory over the top-seeded Dallas Mavericks.
Had one of the nastiest poster dunks you'll ever see.
Then it's
one of my favorite facts about this guy is when he was playing with the Cleveland Cavaliers, he used to play people one-on-one where he would dribble the basketball with a plastic bag over top of it to improve his ball handling.
Yeah, if you hadn't asked me dead on the spot right now, I would like.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the game.
Yeah,
well,
no, I'm
that's
I'm
how
I'm
birthdays
aware.
Works. We don't do it any other time other than this time. So.
We don't prep you.
I know who this person is.
No, you
right
don't.
Now their name is just blanking.
Even I know.
If I give you the initials, do you think you'd get it?
Yes.
BD.
BD.
Don't you dare.
Tucker. No, hold on.
Buddy.
Wait, Folky, do you know this?
Absolutely.
It is.
Give you a hint.
Baron Davis.
There you go.
I told you I knew who it was. I just had to. Whew.
Very.
It was buried in there deep.
Who'd ever thought Donald Trump's son would also have the same name as an NBA point guard?
That's true. And he might actually be taller.
He might be an NBA point guard.
He might actually one day, yeah. So, all right.
There's that. I was
stressing pretty hard about that.
I could tell. I knew
who Baron Davis was, but I could not pull that name.
Good work.
I feel much better now.
I'm proud of you.
I'm less stressed.
Foggy, did you know that?
No way.
I just wanted to make him feel bad.
You had no idea. That's why I didn't even listen to you. And you had no idea.
No, I knew it.
Foggy, you knew it.
I knew it before he even said initials.
Yeah, you did. And then you forgot after.
I'll go back to football players, I guess. Yeah. Nope, I won't. There's no good birthdays, man.
That's all right.
More people need to be born.
Yeah. No, actually, way less people need to be born.
More
actually.
People need to be famous.
Not to take a hot take or anything, but...
Less sex through the world?
Running out of room a little bit here, you know?
Let's see if you guys know your criminals. April
13th, I'm good with those.
1866, Utah was his birthplace. Passed away November 7th, 1908, at the age of 42. Wild,
Billy the Kid.
No, Wild West outlaw known as... and the accomplice, not known as, sorry. But the accomplice of the Sundance Kid. He robbed banks and trains and led the infamous Wild Bunch Gang.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Correct. This dude has a funny name.
What is it?
I can't say it on air.
Oh, well, all right.
That's how funny it is.
All right.
If it's a noun, you can say it.
No.
Don't want to risk
no.
it, Folky. I appreciate the advice, though.
Yeah, man.
Folky's always just say it.
Oh, I didn't even see this dude. Shout out. This is one of my favorite TV actors of all time. Let's go.
Go ahead and do it.
April 13th. 1976. Whoa. Born in Japan. Did not know that.
All right.
Sick flex. 45 years old. Writer and executive producer of the series It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Dennis. Does anybody know Dennis's real name?
I know who Dennis
anybody know
is.
Dennis's real name?
He was on Pardon My Take like 6 months ago, so I'm trying to remember what the episode title was.
Glenn Howard.
You guys suck at birthdays compared to Alex. I'm sorry.
That's it.
It is Glenn Howard, and shout out. Did not know he was born in Japan. We'll do this guy because I've heard his name before. Might as well. I mean, this is where we are. April 13th, 1950, New York City, New York, 71 years old, became known for playing the menacing demon in Hellboy and playing biker Clay in FX's Sons of Anarchy.
I was about to say Clay Morrow. That's his name in the show.
He gained additional fame by playing Mr. Kellerman in Charmed and Hannibal Chow in Pacific Rim. He voiced the character Stabbington Brother, creative name, in a 2010
feature
Tangled.
Brother. Spoiler alert for anyone who's not watch that show.
What's his initials?
RP.
It's Roger.
No, it's not.
It's Robert.
No, it's not.
No, you're right. It's
I know I'm right. I'm looking at his name.
What's another R name?
Think Ralph.
Think of Mr. Krabs' daughter.
Rick Perlman?
It is not Rick Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
It is Ron Perlman.
It is Ron Perlman.
It is Ron Perlman.
Isn't he...
I read all the information I have about him, so I can't tell you if or not if.
Yeah, it's Hellboy. Yeah.
I said that.
Oh, you did?
Yes, that was the first hint. That was the first one of his...
My bad.
Attaboy.
That's my bad. I caught the Sons of Anarchy, that it was Clay.
And way to finish strong.
I knew his face. I would have got it really quick, much quicker.
There's no other ones that y'all could guess.
I think that's like 80% of my downfall in the birthday game, is I just kind of don't listen real well. Yeah. But that's all right.
That's okay.
I still got the name.
I mean, there's just really no way. Quentin Richardson was born today. I mean, he won an NBA champion, or he won an NBA 3-point contest. That's really
good for him.
Tony Roten.
The Knuckleheads podcast, a good podcast.
Isaiah Briscoe. Really hasn't done much since he played at Kentucky and gained 200,000 followers on Instagram. That's really it.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Good for him. We love you guys, actually.